For those that are just listening to the podcast and not watching the video version of it, we are going to include kind of a link in the description to go to the Body Piercing and Tattooing channel page, and we'll have photos of each of the tattoos that we're talking about. To get there, look in the description. There'll be a direct link, and that way you can follow along at home and enjoy the wonders of these terrible tattoos. It's time for Q&A in the Kitchen. It's a podcast and YouTube series where tattoo artists and a piercer talk about some of the more common topics and questions and et cetera that those that collect tattoos and piercings and those that do them may have. Brought to you in part by Skin Kitchen Tattoo and the Axiom Body Piercing Studio. We've had so much fun doing these reaction videos. We're doing one more.
Yeah.
So we're gonna look at some more horrible tattoos today.
Pretend you like it.
And I'm wondering who's going to be the first to pee themselves.
Yep. Oh, boy.
But you might want to know who's here to just to kind of, you know, lay the ground to whether or not, you know, who's going to be the first one to pee themselves. Over here on my right and on your left is Jimmy St. John, tattoo artist at the Skin Kitchen. Right over here next to me is Jack Lowe, tattoo artist and owner of the Skin Kitchen Tattoo. Over here is Brent Starr, tattoo artist at Skin Kitchen Tattoo, and I'm Dave O. I'm a piercer and owner and operator of the Axiom Body Piercing Studio. So this is how this game works. Jess, who's our engineer, so to speak, puts up a tattoo, and then we respond to said tattoo.
Boy, is this a good one.
Dude, I'm feeling it.
I dare you not to laugh when you look at the legs. Can you see the look? Oh, do you have it pulled up? Dude, you gotta see it.
Is that like the Yellow Brick Road meets Star Wars? Or
look at the head. I can't.
There's some like, dark forces at work.
I think it's supposed to be Frankenstein's monster as Darth Frankenstein's Vader. Monster as Darth Vader.
Okay.
Because that's not what Vader's helmet looks like at all.
Vaderstein?
No, the outside of it fell out.
I love it. That's going to be a new comic book. I hope you Vaderstein. Get your...
Fire bad.
Yeah, that's not...
Throw pretty things in lake.
Because, you know, that's what he... Yeah, fire bad. Lava bad.
Hopefully... Now, I'm guessing that this was self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's on the inner left leg, which is I'd say at least 70-80% of tattooers that have been in the game for at least 15 to 20 years have a self-inflicted tattoo on their inner left leg.
Yep.
In the kitchen.
I think I would say it's a he, judging by the manicuring of the hair.
Yeah.
That it might be one of their first.
Maybe.
Might be one of their first attempts.
Yeah, I think they shot a little high for their first tattoo. Yeah.
I'm thinking the Frankenstein's left leg there, the sketchy nature of those lines make me feel he was a bit unsure.
They're going to disappear behind the cape.
Yeah, you don't want those too dark. You know, those are just implied for now, so I can shade.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, well, that's an easy fix up.
But he's also got MC Hammer pants on.
Well, you know, he's got that build like
that. Supposed to be the cape that is.
Yeah, this would be mostly black in here. I think he was just kind of sketching that in so when he does mostly black, he can leave some little highlights to show that there's an indication of legs and maybe a chest plate or something.
Yeah, it's salvageable for sure.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah, it's definitely in someone's like kitchen.
Yeah,
judging by the table leg and the floor there,
and how he's sitting with the napkin underneath.
I would go full on Frankendarth with it, and I would try to make it look as much like Frankenstein's monster as I could in the head, and then for no reason do the Darth Vader body.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
Kind of looks like he's got an Invader Zim head if you finish rounding out the eyes.
A little bit. Zim.
I don't. Who's that?
The little skinny headed dude with the big black eyes.
Green character. Yeah. Cartoon.
Is he on Space Ghost?
From Space Ghost. Right? Sword or whatever?
No. Artist that
That's
yeah,
boring.
Just like a comic book artist. As far as
geek.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Have we had enough of Darth Vader?
Yeah, I think we have. Let's move on to the next fabulous contestant.
Never. Oh, boy.
That don't make no sense.
So, well, it does. It just means you never want to not give up. You always want to give up.
Right away.
I don't know if
Why even bother?
Why can't we not be
double
sober?
Negatives is fine.
Never. Never do not not try.
Don't never do.
Yeah, I have trouble once you cross the double negative and you breach the double negative territory, it's kind of hard to understand what you're trying to say.
I've always wondered if you put another negative in there, does that make it a positive?
I think so.
I mean,
like if you never don't not.
Never don't.
Well, if you put again after it, well, no, that'd still mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Never
always,
don't not give up.
Always don't never.
Don't never don't.
Well, all up. You do is you cover up never and you're good.
Yeah. But you still got lowercase. You'd want the.
So?
Yeah, sure.
What do you want from me, dude?
I mean, you could run something through the middle and cover don't up if you want.
Do you
want to
be a retard or not?
Well, you know, just space it out there like that.
Do you want a B minus or do you want an F plus?
Yeah.
If you had that long neck tiger, you could squeeze him through there where the don't is.
Oh, now you're talking. Yeah, that's.
Our Ligra dragon.
How could that happen, really? Never don't give up.
See, and what I wonder is, did the artist go back to him and go, you sure this is what you want? Sure you want? And then they ask their friends, that's right, isn't it? And their friends are all like, yeah, that's right. Spell.
Well, they put the asterisk upside down.
Yep.
So maybe it's on purpose.
Maybe.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be a gig. Too.
Maybe they didn't mess it up quite enough to make it obvious, and that's part of the joke?
No matter what, we have to admit our public education system has failed us.
Oh, it's tops.
I blame that.
I sank them first.
Hey, we're in the top, like, 600 out of 600.
Out of 600.
Yeah, I sank them first.
All right. Oh!
Yeah, we're breezing through this, but there's a lot to unpack on this one.
What happened? What?
Oh, no.
Leatherface as a baby.
With hearts. So is it Miss Leatherface?
It's Leatherface's child. That's a baby. I don't know.
The more I look at it, the more I like it.
Make Chucky out of it, or what are you going to do?
I like
Bride
it.
Bride of Chucky?
It has a very... It's got movement somehow.
Is there cat ears?
And
there's
I think
a lot
it's
of potential.
Them hearts.
The line... I like the way... Yeah, it's kind of like a flesh mask. Like... The
looks like Leatherface.
Her right eye looks like it's part of the skin, but her left eye looks like it's peeking out from behind the skin.
Yeah.
So I think this is one of those that you just need to run with it.
Yeah.
Corey Taylor?
And kind of, like it'd be fun to make that, into something grotesque.
Yeah.
Totally.
And kind of go with it. And I assume it was supposed to be with the stitches and stuff in the face. It's supposed to be a little deranged. And creepy looking.
Gonna be a monster.
But it's just done so poorly.
It does execution. It does have the creepy vibe for sure.
But if you kept it in that creepy vibe, which I'm sure that was the idea with the little horns and stuff coming out of the head.
I thought those were hearts.
I thought those were hearts.
Okay.
Oh, like she had them before.
Like
but
they're,
now they're horns.
Yeah,
yeah, totally.
They're horns now, bitch.
Is that what they're
now
called?
They're horns.
The hornets?
Yeah, they're tiny horns.
I think
hornets.
They're just small horns.
Or are they thumbtacks keeping the mask on?
Oh.
Could have been where the tape was on the paper.
Maybe they're very heavy staples. We'll never know. And she's got like the high collar thing going on. Yeah, that'd be fun. I wish we had the pin hooked up like we did that one time.
Next time we will do that.
Okay, that would be fun because I could have some.
We just got to find the cable we used once and everything else.
Yeah, I'm sure we can buy a 5-pack of them at this point.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, Demon Baby,
Demon Baby.
I would. It'd be fun, black and gray or color, but there's some fun things going on there. That
it's like Exorcist had sex with Leatherface.
You know, if I'm in the right mood and I've got a little time. Maybe I will. And by the time you publish the video, you can pop it in there.
Okay.
And you could do some
like
really
the Jack
cool
rendition.
Stuff. Say around what?
The Jack rendition.
Yeah, yeah. Since we can't do it live, as they say, yeah, maybe I'll get around to that by the time you post it. And that, because, yeah.
I don't know. It's a mouth that really sells it.
Right. Yeah. It's
all of it.
It's like, it's not.
Total package.
That's not the right mouth, but there's a reason. Yeah. Okay. Let's look at the next one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, this one's the best one yet.
So far.
That's not saying a lot.
No, it is not.
But like I was talked, I think, in the last episode about the heavy lines being kind of a hallmark of someone who's starting out.
Yep.
Not always, of course, generalizing. But yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, this is one of those, again, yep, where people think it's easy because it's a cartoon. Yep. Well, have you ever tried to draw a cartoon?
Especially Disney.
Draw one. Try to draw your favorite, you know, what, Fred Flintstone. I don't care who it is. Just pick up a pencil and draw
it. It's in that simplicity that it makes, yeah, it
exactly.
Those little nuances and those little
every
curves.
Little curve matters. On the nose and the eye and the way the mouth looks at a certain angle. It's really, it's almost harder because you have less to work with. Yes. You can't hide behind little shadows that you can make darker to push something the right way. I mean, it's one stroke a lot of the times, and they always want them tiny. Mm-hmm. And they can be, they're a lot tougher than people think. Mm-hmm. And mix that with someone who has no idea of light source.
Yeah, they're definitely struggling with the light source.
Yeah, I mean, why would you stop the shadow before it drops in behind the leg?
It kind of
that's
has,
where it would be the darkest. But you made sure that you didn't shade it where there should be shading, mm-hmm, like for sure. Yeah. And then the right arm coming from behind her body is bigger than the one in front. So it pushes that arm forward. So it looks like her arms are almost crossed. But mm-hmm, her left hand is coming out in front of her right hand. But it shouldn't be because that arm is smaller than the right arm. So it's fighting in your brain. And then didn't bring up the line far enough on the right breast where the shoulder meets the breast line. So she's got this mm-hmm weird bulbous thing, and with no shading, that visually is going to bring it up to the level of her chin and her face. So now that's like the same plane. So it's super flat, no shading in the wings to push them back or behind her. So they look like she got stepped on. She just I could go on.
She got swatted.
Yeah, Hook pulled a wing.
That's what she looks like when she hits the windshield.
Yeah, you know, the lines are just. I don't think they're trenched, but they are gone over and over and over again. So that thing is going to mush out really fast. Yeah. You know, like it's kind of like it's not blown out, but it's
close.
So close to blown out that it's going to, when gonna, those lines relax, they're going to do it a lot.
It's going to be very fuzzy.
It's going to expand.
And I would take it in the horror realm again because her face looks evil as fuck.
Yeah. Like X out the eyes and.
No, I would just leave the eye open and like black in the white part of the eye. So just like the eye looked just boring, like zombie white eyes.
Okay.
Like, you know, evil pixie.
The other thing I noticed is that there's a lower wing on one side.
Oh, yeah. Missed it on the other. That's probably where he fucked up with the arm. He followed the wrong line and made it the arm, but then was like, shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened.
They crisscrossed somehow and he followed the wrong line. And
People always think like Disney characters are really simple. There's a reason why he was so successful.
Yeah. It's regimented.
He hired incredible artists.
Yeah.
It's like draw a perfect Nike swoosh on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's hard.
You can't. Because the curve of that swoosh is so embedded back in your brain that if it's not perfect, it's something's off.
Yeah,
it's right. The simplest little shape.
Yeah.
And it's usually you're gonna overthink it.
And there's all those, there's like 100 of those swooshes in all those lines and the way they interact with each other. And if it's not right, it's not right.
It's that golden ratio kind of circles and carrying the curve.
Yeah, literally. Carrying the flow through every line, and they all every line looks related. You know, they're from all the same family. You don't have a bunch of these mismatched lines and movements coming together to make this design. Now you can tell what it is. Yeah, you drew a house, but it's not a good one.
Not a good house.
Good house.
Yeah. So it suffers from a lot of things. Yeah. Sorry, lady. But go horror on it.
Now this
put one. A big footprint over like it's been stepped
poor,
on.
Poor, 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 the genius that was Prince.
Oh, no.
Now, this.
I like the can.
Like this is.
Like Prince put on like 80 pounds.
I can't find anything wrong with it. I think it is doing exactly what it was intended to do.
I think,
yeah, maybe.
I think you're correct.
I think it was.
The dove looks really nice.
Supposed to look kind of half-ass and 80s.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think the person that got this tattoo came into the studio wanting this photorealistic,
no, they wanted a
serious
tattoo.
I think.
You nailed it.
Maybe they've never heard of Prince, and this was stuck up on an artist's wall that they know, and they were talking about it, and they were in the right mood, and they got it. And they don't even really know who this guy is, but they got it, ironically.
Yeah.
Diamonds and pearls, doves crying.
That's what it says to me.
Rain, it's got it all, man.
It's
peaches and cream.
It's applied well.
Or is it strawberry and cream?
It's applied well.
Yeah, it is.
The line work and everything, it's consistent, it's solid. Everything's where it wants to be.
I think he looks a little bloated.
Oh, I mean, it's not done well, but I mean, it's not pleasing to the eye.
It's consistent. No.
But it's supposed to look ridiculous, I think.
So you're trying to say it's ironic.
A little.
Yeah. It was done completely.
Yeah.
You know.
I know people
irony.
Back home that would have did this.
Right. Okay. Or, you know, hey, like I said, an artist drew it up and was like, hey, man, you should get this. It's funny. And the guy's like, all right, I don't care. And got it. Because if you're a tattoo artist, you've
done
that. Yeah. You know. I'm assuming that's it. If that's not, we need a separate video to tear this apart. But, that's funny. I mean, you can tell who it is.
Yep.
And it's relatively legible. It's a little busy here, and you know
the lines are clean.
Do you think they put the symbol on though to make sure you knew who it was?
Kind of.
Probably helped.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Like if that symbol wasn't on there and you looked at this thing,
it might. I don't know.
Would you know who it's supposed to be a tribute to?
I think it kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
I think if you know it relieves it. It doesn't have any secrets now. Removes all the mystery and the, oh, I know who that is. I'm part of the club.
It would be a fun thing to look at it and try and figure it out without that symbol. Yeah. That symbol is a dead giveaway. Without that, I could kind of see it would be like a fun game of like.
For some.
Right.
Some immediately would see the purple, the collar, the you know, doves just in the little red Corvette, the doves cry, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it takes away the mystery.
So does it make you want to play some basketball?
And they forgot to shade the ear. And that's
where's my pancakes, Dave?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
But ironically, maybe they left the ear unfinished to have an excuse to see them again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, Prince. Good luck to you. Oh, that's hilarious.
He broke her foot.
Oh.
And
in her face.
What about the nose?
The face and the all of it.
Horror. Yeah, classic, just not knowing
what happened.
I think this is another horror thing that could be pretty cool.
Remember pieces, but I mean, where he chopped them up with a chainsaw.
Well,
the shoes look like spaceships.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could, like, what was that one Tarantino movie, Planet Terror or Horror, whatever?
I don't know. I stopped watching his movies after Pulp Fiction.
The lady had a chainsaw.
Planet Terror, I think.
Planet Terror.
Planet Horror?
It was Rodriguez.
Yeah, something like that. Or Rodriguez, that's it.
Yeah.
Because I've just seen so many of his movies where it's like, this is another remake.
Is this on an upper shoulder, just a big shoulder? Or
I can't tell.
Because it curves around.
Guess so.
Arm?
Up here.
Or is it a back?
Yeah, it looks like a real high shoulder because that looks like a shirt.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. Yeah, put it in the comments.
Okay,
or it's the top of a thigh. Yeah, because her foot that's straight looks like it falls right in where a hip meets a butt. What? Seriously. Her leg. Her leg that's Sig Heiling.
The one that's not broke.
Yeah.
The one it is broke.
I don't know.
That
looks like some
ankle.
That looks some weak ankles.
Looks like the bone is bulging out the top of the shoe.
But this is not knowing what's going on the far side
of
the face.
It looks like a fried egg.
Anatomy.
Dripping off of something.
And not wanting to fuck up the nose, so they just kind of
didn't do it.
I'm just gonna leave it there. So it looks like she's got a huge nose.
And one thing we definitely know is they don't like doing hands.
Yep.
And here's another thing.
Hide those hands. Apparently legs or feet or faces or anything else.
Anybody who's right. looked at a lot of pinup art, the hands are very important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're always presented, and it's usually the dancing hands. The
attitude.
So are the feet.
If you look at the nuance in the boobs and the arms, you can tell where all the focus was placed.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get
these. I'm going to nail these titties. And then the rest of it.
Yeah, the rest of it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's like after the shorts and then the garter belt, he just gave up.
He's like, oh, I got to put this other stuff.
Oh, I got to do these other
leggings. Yeah, he definitely started on the shorts and the butt area.
The one.
The girdle.
And then just kind of gave up. Yeah, if you just kind of look.
You can see where it just gives up.
Halfway above her knee.
Yep.
So do you think the legs are so distorted because they put a stencil on?
Yeah, that and it's bad placement.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some tattoos aren't going to look good in some places on the body. Yeah, this is a case because you can't see it without it looking ridiculous.
Is it
Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson and drag?
Maybe his first wife.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He did say she was the scariest monster on the planet.
Dick Nixon. Somebody's got that.
It looks like she's wearing a straight jacket.
Yeah.
That would be sweet. Oh, that's perfect. She looks like there you go.
She looks like Bette Midler perfect. In the face a little bit.
Yeah. What you could do is you could do like a...
You could do Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
The splash guard mask over the face. And then do a straight
like the Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah, and then do something different with the feet.
Her face is totally savable because it's just not finished.
Yeah,
she doesn't have to look like that. But I love the Psycho Ward thing. Yeah. Put like a padded wall behind her and some like shit that doesn't make sense laying around her, like freaking like a dog chew toy and like a sandcastle or just stuff that like what the fuck's going on. Exactly, it's crazy room, right? And then put a straight jacket on her, make her hair look like she's hasn't been sleeping, and just go with it from there.
Do a padded room around her and like maybe orderlies grabbing her legs so you can hide them feet and
the door in the background with somebody looking through the door or something with a beam of light going right across their tits. To highlight those. Whatever. You could have some fun with it.
That'd be fun.
Oh, boy. But go somewhere else. Oh, hey.
Hey.
I guess
this is the last one, right?
What is this? Before you ask which way to go, remember where
you are?
I think.
Remember where you're at.
Before you ask which way to go, remember where you are. Okay. That's good advice. Don't use that compass, though.
I think
that one broke.
This looks like some client came in with a sketch and went, I want something like this. And the artist just made a stencil off it and started tattooing.
Mm-hmm. You are assuming assuming that there was a shop involved.
There was not.
I don't think
there
so.
There was not.
One, which is spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah, that's.
This is what happens when you go on Amazon and you buy yourself a tattoo kit.
Yeah.
And you get it and you go, hey, dumb friend. I bet I can tattoo on you. What did you want?
And there's
a cool compass. Yeah, I can do that.
There's more letters in the word R than just A.
It's supposed to be where you've been.
Could be at.
They ran out of ribbon. Where?
And I started with an A as a B.
Oh yeah, where you've been.
Well, where you've.
Wow.
So yeah, not where you are.
Not where you've at.
That is a B.
Yep.
Now it's where you've be.
Got you.
Remember where you be. Oh, well, that works, too, in the parlance of our time.
I love the way the case and the dial don't match at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, it's a little wonky.
Nothing matches on a Devo.
And I don't know exactly what this thing is. That supposed to be the back of the banner?
Huh?
Yeah, sticking out the back. He didn't, or she didn't, do the banner wrapping around the back of the watch at the top.
I'd turn this into a photorealistic Crown Royal whiskey with a bag around it.
Yeah, just a bag.
I would tattoo this like a car had a dent in it. You know what I mean? I would just like you, boom, like you made a mistake, you got a ding. you know, let's just start again.
Oops sticker on the top kinda, of it.
Yeah, just shade it in like, you know.
like those Band-Aid stickers you put on your car.
Caution
yeah.
tape.
Yeah, like dent it in and stuff like it was a car, like you're like a robot or whatever. Just like,
I think this
scratch
one
marks off of it
would be really fun and easy to fix.
Yeah, I got close in the drive-thru.
Because
it's not shaded.
Well, because to fix the roundness and the wonkiness of the clock, the watch, or the compass is easy. That's, you know, using negatives and using some black in the background and everything. Making that all around would be cool. And then you're like, oh, but the banner sucks. But that's cool. I would go with it and make it look crumpled. Make it look like it was written, you know, kind of like it was scrawled on there, kind of rough. You know, written by a child's hand or a rabbit's hand or yeah. whatever. And, you know, finish off the banner, do a little bit of movement background in there, make the watch look all shiny, do the little beaded, you know, chain whapping down, whapping down.
It's whapping.
Yeah. And then, you know, even the pointer thing, it's small enough to where you could do a cool embellished, you know, pointer to cover up over that one and stuff.
And most of what's there is going to fall out anyway.
Yeah. And it would be a really dramatic transition from that to the, and it wouldn't be really that difficult as bad as it looks because that's right after the fact.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
By the time it heals enough tattoo it, there'll be a line or two there, but that'd be about it.
Yeah. And the biggest pain in the neck would be the lettering and the banner because you can't cover a letter with a letter really. Right. Yeah. So I would go with it, and that would be a cool contrast, especially if you did the watch really nice and shiny and with some golds and oranges in there and really make it look blingy. And then in this, you know, do some parchment browns and stuff in there and make it look crinkled. And
absolutely,
you know, maybe even if you can get away with it, turn a letter backwards, you know, to really just sell the fact that it's
child drawing.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even
a compass, you could do it.
Then do what would be cool to go along with it. Do a quill pen laying in front with a little dump of ink and do some of the letters like they're kind of drippy and do an inkwell sitting there.
That'd be cool.
And that would give you a little scene, maybe the edge of a table with a candle, something like that to give it some mood and boom.
Bam.
You're the coolest kid on your block.
You're the coolest kid on your block again.
But it's going to cost you about $1,000.
Yeah, roughly.
Yep, and we're
Mistakes are expensive.
And
but it'll be so cool, bro.
Well, you can get the down payment by selling that tattoo machine you bought.
There you go. That'll knock $20 off the tattoo.
No, you need, you know.
But it's savable.
Yeah. So we're out of photos. Do you want to look some up online, Jess? Yeah, we could continue to do that. I think the biggest thing is like a lot of people we come in contact with are like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm so ashamed of it. You need to always say, just have an open mind that it can be fixed.
And if you pick the right person this time.
Yes. But you got to be open to ideas.
We can rebuild it.
You know, you might have started out with a whatever. It might turn into, you know, a mountain landscape or a Japanese scene or a dragon or a tiger or.
Yeah,
anything, you know,
the more open-minded you are and willing to expand it or, you know, allow the artist to take up more real estate with it.
The better your result.
Because really, for me, those are the biggest restrictions. Yeah. If you can cover anything if you have enough space around it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But when you've got something at the real high on your shoulder, that's
I
don't
much space to work with.
For me, that sucks. Yeah, you don't have anywhere to go. You're trapped a little bit at the top.
Low on the wrist. That's
you're just locked.
But
but
even that's easier because that's where the ground is at least, right?
Yeah.
When you're high up on the arm, I guess it's stormy now. Yeah. It's got to be stormy wherever we're at.
You know,
So there are certain things that really work into a corner and. Somebody who doesn't know better, somebody who doesn't know any better would go, oh, that's easy to cover. Well, physically cover it, I've got
I can hold my hand over anything, but
I've got some black and a mag that'll pound your soul black and cover it. But
do you
that's
really want that since you've got
the
really
idea.
Bright, sunny sleeve down below?
So now I've got idea that if I had something I wanted covered up, I want it covered up with hand.
Yeah, just a hand.
Very cool. like the from House.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool.
I'd say
it's like, you know,
8-pound house ball.
Ding dong.
How do you like that 8-pound house ball?
I used to love those Mario bombs.
Or I got the perfect fix for this tattoo is a portrait of Obi-Wan Kenobi right here. Going, this is not the tattoo you're looking for. And then people won't even see it. It's gone.
I wonder if this is the first one the guy did, and the Darth Vader tattoo is the second.
Ooh.
I
doubt it.
I think Darth Vader ran the first one. This will be the second.
Yeah, that
a little more progression.
That almost looks hand poked. It's not. It's a very poorly running tattoo machine ran by a very poorly brained person.
Probably has the needle in backwards. You know what I mean? Upside down. No rubber band. It's flopping everywhere and shit spraying everywhere.
I don't know how people do anything detailed with this. Yeah.
It looks kind of like, was it off-road tattoo they did in Jackass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, there's one thing where you don't really know what you're doing.
Hey, what is that? I'm going to have nightmares.
Oh, it's pretty.
Oh, she looks angry.
That's the stuff you see when you're having like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. That's exorcist material right there.
That's the grudge.
Whoa. I wish I see that one up close.
And that's right on the edge. It's right on the top of his shoulder. So it's once again.
Yeah. Well, that one I would suggest.
How do you feel about a horror sleeve?
See, and it's some people would be down for turning something like that into that. But some people are. That it's like disrespectful.
Okay.
Because, you know, for them, it's like, well, it's still them. You know, it's still supposed to represent them. Yeah, okay. It turned out ridiculous, but it would almost be like making fun of them to turn them into this monster.
Why don't we do that something else and then do them like they're supposed to be somewhere else?
No. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that this.
Well, yeah, they won't be them no more. Like, because yeah.
Not
do
to
them
you.
Somewhere else.
Not to you.
Yeah.
But to them, whether it looks like them or not, them in their mind, and they are receiving this as like an homage, and they're suffering this pain and this situation to, you know, it's a cleansing thing for them and to kind of show their love for this person, and then to just throw that in the trash can.
Yeah.
It's got this kind of emotion fixed to it, even though it's goddamn terrifying.
Well, and I'm betting that the girl was probably smiling really broadly. And
that's the hardest thing for a lot of.
And you know, it turns into this like screwed up face where it looks like you're mad and you're about ready to eat.
Yep. It's
your face off.
Teeth are tricky. You know, the mouth and the nose area right in there, that triangle of death for a lot of artists, because there's so many little nuance, little things that are, is that in front or behind? And if you fuck one of them up,
you're screwed.
Something doesn't seem right.
That
and
light.
Yeah.
That light and shadow, it's just.
The anatomy in the face is, it's, and the neat thing is all the faces are made the same.
Yeah.
So once you know, it's you can have, you know, you can have more fun with it, and you can deep set the eyes.
Whoa.
Just by a little this or that.
Here's a prime example. That's why.
Is that the?
That's what's her name?
Angelina.
Yeah, and look how her face looks when
she's eating herself.
She eating her lip.
Her nostrils. Yeah, the top of her nostrils.
Yeah, they went McDonald's on those.
Is where they really dropped the ball, because you know the eyes
aren't horrible,
aren't terrible. The mouth, even, and for being a weird mouth, if you're just looking at the mouth, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
That nose kills it, though.
Yeah.
He didn't put enough darkness between the eyes to push the bridge. So she's got her bridge of her nose is standing out really far as her forehead, which that's not the way it is, obviously. Her forehead's going to dip in, and her nose, especially like the cuter and younger you get, the less of a bridge of a nose you have. You just have the tip and nostrils. So they really made that bridge of the nose pop out, and then the top of the nostrils they went too dark on, so it's kind of messing with the light source just a bit, because there's a shadow under her nose in the real picture with very little to no shadow on top,
and the lines are more they're more straight,
so
like a chevron.
Well, pretty close.
It doesn't look like McDonald's arches.
That's
on her face.
That's fixable, because that's not a healed photo, I assume.
Oh, I hope not.
Doesn't look healed.
John Voight tattoo.
That's fixable easily.
Yeah.
I mean, just putting in the shading between the eyes and bringing it down towards the tip of the nose
a ton.
Would push that in, and then it's just the nostrils from there. And I would just knock the highlight off of the kind of the bottom edge now of the nostril where it should be the top.
Yep.
And then however dark I had to go to fix that nose, I just matched the rest of the values.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's
the mouth
savable.
Would be a little bit of work. Bare, you just go in another direction.
And
it's her as an alien.
And you know, I mean, from here, it doesn't. It could look different up close. But I mean, the mouth could be more fidged than it looks from here. But I mean, are the teeth outlined?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, yeah, that's bad.
You can make her a pinhead. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, just keep people about, what, 30 feet away from you at all times?
Medusa.
Medusa. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Medusa would work really well because that's the right face for that.
And yeah, and that's the way that makes sense with the shading if she's snarling, you know, where in the original picture, she's more like relaxed face with kind of holding onto that lip with her face kind of relaxed, where with her nostrils shaded like that, it brings her cheeks up like she's smelling something or she's growling.
She's snarling.
So, yeah, it would be more, it would be easier to turn her into like, yeah, like a Medusa or something like that.
Absolutely.
Like, and she looks a lot more angry in the tattoo than she does in the photo.
The more you denote a shadow between the cheek and the top lip in a woman, the older and more, well, just older, I guess. It makes them,
It so, ages them.
Yeah. So, and that's from here. That's what, oh, that's her hair. Yeah. Coming down. It comes down right in the wrong spot, right where it catches her nostril and then the edge of her mouth. So it makes it look like a line, like a frown line. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, it looks that shadow goes down just as far to the mouth, from the edge of the nose to the edge of the mouth. Mm-hmm. So that's creating those deep set laugh line kind of things, which is going to make a female face look older
and harder.
All right. Yeah. One more.
Well, let me just say one more thing is, and this is one of the reasons why if you're going to do a portrait, sometimes posed photos are not the best option. And I think, does the light source affect that too? Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's
because
everything.
When you're taking photos of your loved ones and they're doing it in a studio, they're trying to eliminate shadows.
They'll wash out the imperfections, as they call them.
Yep.
That's why
soften it.
Snapshots are way better usually because the lights are way more harsh to create harder shadows, which is going to survive and look better for a lot longer than if you have these really light transitions everywhere. It's going to lighten up and disappear.
Okay, last one.
What?
Is that a dog person?
Oh, man.
That is somebody's face on a dog body.
I think it's supposed to be a dog.
Really?
It's supposed to be a dog?
It's got human ears and
eyes. It looks like Fatty Arbuckle or one of the kids from The Little Rascals.
No way that's supposed to be a dog.
I think that's terrifying. You should leave it the way it is because that would scare me if I saw it.
It's hard to really.
And it looks like the paws or the front paws like hands.
It looks like it, like gorilla hands.
It's part person. I bet it's an ex-boyfriend.
It's a monkey dog.
He's such a dog.
It's supposed to be a dog.
So no, it's supposed to be a dog.
An actual dog?
Oh. Missed a boat on that one.
Really?
Two pictures.
Swing and a miss.
Dogs don't have thumbs. They don't have noses like
that.
Is
there any way you could share that to me right now? Like, off of that computer? No?
You could send him the URL from where it's on the browser.
What the hell?
What is that?
What are the two pictures on the side?
I think they're supposed to be reference tattoos, right?
I don't know.
No, there are other ones on this.
Just other ones on the page.
Okay.
Man, that looks like a little black kid.
I was thinking
like a blue face too.
From here, it looks like his chin's kind of up and he's grinning kind of.
I was thinking like a Japanese demon dog. Like a food dog? Yeah.
Or a food dog, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. It looks like he's got like one of those Greek wreath kind of things around his head from here.
And
that's his hair.
Right?
Yeah?
That's awful.
Damn.
It's terrifying.
That's bad.
I mean,
definitely bad.
The face is done really well, it looks like, from here. No,
but it's not supposed to be a face. It's supposed to be a dog.
Well.
But what I'd say is if you want to get a closer look, just stand up and walk over there.
I got to see this thing.
And then we'll take it from there. I'll stay here on the couch because I think I've seen this one before. Everybody creeps towards it.
You can see it better on here.
No, that's supposed to be a person. Look at the ears and the nose and the
eyes. Yeah.
And it's on here, Doug.
It's got human hands on it.
Front.
No, look at the hair.
Yeah.
That's
somebody's fucking portrait on
the top. Okay, you guys aren't talking on mic, by the way. Okay, so yeah, we've concluded this is supposed to be a human.
Yeah, I think it is supposed to be a terrifying human baby dog person.
Yeah, way the nose, the eyes, everything about the face.
It's and I'm guessing the person came in and goes, "I want my dog's body with my head on it."
Or somebody. Like I said, or it's an ex-boyfriend.
It's only funny when you mix like wild creatures, like like ligras and stuff. Yeah, tiger, lion.
Oh, that's what it is. It's to normalize human to animal hybrids. So
there we go.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
The next thing coming from Pfizer.
It's kind of. I wish there was a better photo of it because it's not terribly done.
No, it's done.
You know, it's done pretty decent. Cool, but it's hard to tell because there is kind of a shine right down the middle of the face. But
And it's a crazy
it's
odd.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Because not only is it a human's face, but I swear there's like clown makeup or something around the mouth.
Or it's got Leonardo DiCaprio's face. Like, where's Arnie?
Those kind of
Man, that's creepy. I wouldn't change it.
It is creepy. I wouldn't either.
I would leave it.
Because a lot of people really want to give people that feeling when they look at their tattoos and they just never get it.
Well, there you go.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's probably is a serial killer.
Yeah. He is now.
When I look through these sites, it's like, you know, nine times out of ten you can tell, but not always. It's like, this is a gag tattoo.
Yeah.
It's definitely a gag tattoo that somebody did.
Like the Swayze as a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably not.
It's not because they were like, this is going to be a great art piece.
Yeah, yeah.
I have one more.
Okay.
That might have started as a good idea and ended up as a joke.
Maybe. Could have been, yeah.
I don't know. People have some weird ideas.
Yeah,
it's weird watching her like transfer it to the media thing.
Believe me, it's not easy on my end either.
Oh, it's easy. I know how to do it. We can barely see the tattoo, but it is awful.
looks the dog does not like it.
No, the dog is unhappy.
Dog's like, who do you think that mom? Looks like?
I do not look like that, do I?
I got my long rangers on here. Let me see.
The dog has, he's on the spectrum.
Are my ears that big?
The dog and the tattoo is dead.
And this is another
spectrum.
Example of splat.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like somebody doesn't understand the concept of three-dimensional.
Somebody doesn't understand the concept of tattooing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
At all. Or art.
Yeah, and it's like, I... You getting it?
Yeah.
Got your binocs on.
Oh! Yeah, okay, now it's a dog. No, it's a dog, right.
Yeah, it's a dog. This one's definitely a dog.
I thought this was 70s porn.
You like dags?
You like dags?
Dogs. Yeah, I like dogs. Like camp is better.
It doesn't look... I mean, it looks pretty simplified.
It's on a spectrum. Mm.
Is it on a... Where is that? A forearm?
No, it's her chest right here.
Oh, like, okay, yeah. Oh, all right, now I see
where everyone can see it.
Yeah, it looks a little moldy. It looks like it's been there a little while.
Are the ears kind of cropped up? Like
the ears are perked up on the tattoo.
One goes up and one comes down.
Okay.
And they're on the top, and it's on the top of the dog's head.
The ears?
Well, I mean, when the dog sits and perks its ears up, it might do that.
She's got him back now.
You guys
want to
get a closer look?
No,
I'm good. Good. Yeah. I think we detained that this one is not.
I've already voted.
It's on it. It definitely looks unfinished.
I'm just going with the dog's reaction.
If the dog don't like it, I'm saying again. You know,
the dog's
like
oh man,
and the dog loves her.
Loves her.
Like none other. You know,
have you ever seen
even
disappointment?
The dog's like,
Have you ever seen disappointment in your dog's eyes? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah. It doesn't look good where it is.
No.
You know, it's one of those things, like, even if the tattoo was done really well, on seeing a human with that right there, it doesn't look good.
Uh-uh. It doesn't. The place falls off.
Either way, if that tattoo done that like it was somewhere else, it still wouldn't look good.
It would need something with it to
not only not only is it not placed right, it wasn't done well.
Nope.
So, yeah, both ends are, you're kind of screwed. It should have been, I think the placement could have been better and maybe a better photo because it's like a straight on photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually and straight on photos aren't the best.
The picture that the dog that you see of the dog would be a better angle for a chest, looking down chest a bit, you know, superimpose, absolutely, flip that picture, and that would fit a collar and a chest really well. Yeah, I think just lack of education on the tattooer's part.
If we keep doing these, I have to do a little checklist down the bottom of the screen. It's like placement. Ding.
Yeah, right.
We could, pass or
we
fail.
Could work a score. You know, we could score them that way.
Execution, that way. Photos, pass or fail. Sort photo, of, you know.
Sort of grade them.
Five and go down.
Grade them down, yep.
Could grade them like A plus to F plus, F minus.
Yeah.
That's tough. You know, doing, and I'm sure it's probably a memorial tattoo or something, and you know, usually when people come in for the memorial tattoos, it's not that long after the loss. So there's, you know, there's emotional things going on. And so it can be kind of a tricky back and forth of getting it done right in the right place and all that, and being sensitive to the person who's getting it.
Right.
'Cause, and they don't care where, you know, really how it's going to look to people. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're in this, I need to get this. I need to be the, have this closeness. And there's a lot going on. So I'm not saying that, you know, all the blame falls on one person or somebody shouldn't be doing what they're doing or anything like that.
No.
But it's, I guess, just shows that how kind of tricky and nuanced certain people and projects can be for reasons that maybe people don't realize if they're not in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and it's one of the things I try to explain to people when they come in and they're like, can I videotape you? And I'm like, no. And they're like, what? And I get comments on YouTube like, why don't you show yourself piercing? The reason is that because I've been doing it for so long, and it's the same thing with tattooing, it looks really easy.
Yeah.
What I'm doing. The reality is it isn't. And it took me years to get to that level where I make it look easy.
Right.
And I think that's a misconception. A lot of people come in either as a client or people starting in the business. They see, you know, they go get tattooed three or four times. They're like, the guy's making a ton of money doing this. And
yeah, it looks easy.
Yeah, it looks really easy. You know, I know how to draw. You can look at this thing that I did this. You know, I copied the Led Zeppelin cover, you know. And
so you're just, you feel like that would be encouraging people who probably shouldn't be going as far as fast as they would or could be to, yeah, you'd be encouraging that, and that needs to be approached in a much different fashion.
Slower passion.
Yeah, that's a, that,
and,
you know.
And supervised.
How
by
long
somebody.
Have I known you? 6-8 days now? And I don't know if I ever remember hearing that explanation to why, but that makes a lot of sense.
I always thought it was because you were worried that, you know, like they'd steal your soul taking a
photograph. Well, or take my wrong profile. Plus, you know, the
they never get my good side.
50 pounds.
Get my good side.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that is a really good point.
And see, I don't have any problem with them taking photos.
Yeah. You know that process. Reminds me of Chris Garver on the show he was on back in the day. He was doing some tattooing, and as he was being filmed, the person behind the camera was like, said, wow, you make it look so easy. And Chris turned to the camera and he says, if you know what you're doing, it is.
Yeah.
And he's right. It is easy if you know what you're doing, but it takes a long time to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
it's a lifetime pursuit.
When you've been doing it 20, 30 years, of course it's going to look effortless and easy for the most part. But if you're on the other side of the screen watching that, you have no clue about that and what it took to get to do something so technical that has so many fine tunings. You know, just the you know, while you're tattooing, a 4-degree or 8-degree difference in your angle of your needle can completely change what's going on in the skin, you know?
Yeah.
And when you do something for so long, it becomes automatic and you're not even thinking of it. And sometimes trying to be aware of it completely trashes you, you know? So it's just this automatic thing. So yeah, to see someone doing something like that on video, it could give people false courage, I guess, and jump into something that could really get them in deep water.
That's why when kids ask me, you know, like I'm 14 and I'm thinking about becoming a tattoo artist, I'm like, talk your parents into getting you an iPad and just practice drawing circles for like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, perfect circle.
Yeah, I just say never stop drawing, draw,
exactly.
Draw.
Every waking moment
keep
you
doing
can.
It.
Yeah.
Yep, every moment you can, because you always learn something new.
It's a muscle. It's not really like a, it's not like riding a bike.
No.
It's like working out or bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. You know, you if you do it, you know, religiously, and you're always, ringing that bell, keeping it ringing, keeping it fresh, keeping it going, yeah, feeding that. It's easy, mm-hmm, and you will overflow with ideas, yes, and you'll always be able to, yeah, dream up something.
You're using that muscle.
Yep. And then when you get away from it and then you come back, it's easy to get frustrated, yeah, and scared almost to where's my superpower? Uh-huh. No, honestly, because, yeah, there's times you'll sit down and you'll go to draw something that you've drawn a million times and you can't, or it doesn't happen as easy, mm-hmm, or it doesn't come out the way it should. And that's because that's starting to atrophy. You're not poking that bear enough. You're not keeping it awake and it starts getting sleepy and fat. So yes, draw, 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 and find people that you can have. If someone's not going to straight up apprentice you as a tattooer, I bet there'd be some of those people that would be willing to critique your artwork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And mentor you to a degree.
Yeah.
And as an artist, if you don't realize the value of a critique on your artwork, or you're not able to take a critique, you are going to snail pace your way. Yeah.
That's why I've never taken anybody serious, over the years of the music business, where they would go, I never read reviews.
Yeah.
I never listen. It's like, well, don't you want somebody else's perspective on your art?
Yeah.
You know, even if it's all negative, even if they're completely off the pot, at least go, oh, so that affected that person.
Now, the only difference I see, yeah, is I can make music and involve nobody.
Yeah.
I cannot make a tattoo and involve nobody.
Yeah.
So the person I'm tattooing, in doing what I want to do, I'm going to change someone's life until they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I can't, that rule doesn't perfectly translate, but well, yes, everything outside of that.
They're your first critic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and I guess I'm saying as a musician, I don't care if anyone hears this.
Yeah.
No one hears this. It's for me. I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm not interested. I am making music for me. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't do that with tattoos.
I know.
So I have to include someone to do my art. Now, that's the problem I see with a lot of people who are tattooing that shouldn't be, because they don't get that part. Look, buddy, this isn't about you.
Right.
You picked one of the only forms of artwork that we know of on the planet Earth that someone else has to be in the room.
Yeah.
And it's a collaboration.
So, yeah, do something else. Yeah. You could sculpt, you could paint, you can draw, you can do anything else practically involving art other than tattoos.
Yeah.
So you have to be... either find someone who does not give a fuck, which is easier these days, that people will just allow you to, because they just love to get tattooed and wear tattoos, and what it is isn't that important. But someone has to be there. So you have to understand or take someone else's opinion and wrap it into your artwork. You have to,
right,
because they're there and they're wearing it.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's got to be known on both sides of the aisle. And which is why you can't, or in my opinion, you're not going to be very happy or successful tattoo artist if you are only looking at satisfying
one
yourself.
One thing, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's like one, I've had people I've talked to about this, and I'm like, would you ever consider being a graphic artist? And they'd be like, no, I would never work for someone else to do my art. I'm like,
see,
not going to make a good tattoo artist.
No, they're not going to be a happy one because they're in the wrong. Trust me, take it from me. If you're out there and you're a tattooer and you're frustrated why people just don't get what you want them to get, because it's not about you, you dick. Uh-huh. It's not about you expressing yourself.
Nope.
Like I said, this is the only one I can think of where it ain't about you.
Nope.
No.
Now, there are artists out there that can find people that will let it be about you. Every now and then, I tattoo people. They don't look. I'll draw it on. They know what the idea is, but they don't look at it, and I tattoo it. But that is rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is still me knowing them as a person, knowing what they want. They are still included. Not just me.
Doing whatever you want.
Doing whatever the F I want, whenever the F I want to do it, as long as I want to do it. It's just not
good. Yeah, I'm going to do this Frankenstein on you because I want to do a Frankenstein.
If that's what you're expecting, getting into tattooing to express yourself, you're not going to be happy.
The wrong field.
This isn't the place to do it.
It's the same thing with piercing.
Yeah. When you want to do something like that, when you want to do a portrait of Frankenstein or whatever, you hit up all your buddies and tattoo artist friends and stuff like that, and you go, hey, man, I drew this really cool Frankenstein up I want to do.
Anybody
would you be interested in getting it? If any of you guys want it, yeah. You know, I'd like to do it on you. And that's how we do that.
That's how you express it.
And that the other thing is a client in that aspect. Most tattoo artists have an idea board, so to speak. It used to be it was actually a board, and they put stencils and stuff up there.
Yeah, stuff they drew.
Now it's on iPads. But if you ask them, it's like, well, yeah, is there anything you're real itching to do that you think I might dig? And they're going to be happy to do that.
You
go through all the yin and yangs and the infinities and all the stuff that's kind of like, another one of these.
Yeah.
To get to the point where you have a trust built up with that client where they're going to go, hey, do you have anything special that you could do on me?
Well, because people, more so these days, and it's more and more, people are collectors. Yeah. And it's they go to an artist not because they want a specific piece. It's because they want a piece from that artist. It's just like a painting, a car, somebody who buys Ferraris, or just, you know, whatever it is. There's people that get tattoos that way. So they will see a person's art and really love the way that their tattoos look. It's not about what they tattoo all the time. It's about how their tattoos look. And they want a piece to represent that artist's work. So they don't really care what it is. They know that most of the time they do underwater scenes. They're really good at squids and sharks and pirate ships. And I love that shit. So, hey, Joe, I love your work. And, you know, every time I see one of your underwater scenes, I love it. I've got this part of my leg, and I would like you to do an underwater scene, including anything you would like.
That feels so great to be able to do that.
But you can't be that guy out of the gate.
No.
You got to earn that.
Yeah, it takes
now,
a long time.
Now, you can get there. You can do it a little more often if you give your shit away, which, hey, that's how you get it out there. Can't, you know, a brand new artist can't charge $1 million for a painting. No. You know,
once you do a lot of stuff like that and get it out there and people start seeing it.
The more people that want to get tattooed by you than you can tattoo, the higher your price can be. Okay. So if you can tattoo 10 people and there's 10 people waiting and that's it, well, okay. You're going to have a good, fair price. You're not going to be able to make more than the guy down the street that's been doing it longer.
Right.
You know, now, if you only can tattoo 10 people no matter what, and you've got 300 people, well, guess what? My tattoos are $400 an hour. Well, now you've only got 22 people. So what? It's the same. You can only tattoo 10. Yeah. So who cares if 20%, only now 20% of the people want tattooed by you? Mm-hmm. I'm still making more money.
Right.
Because I can only produce so much anyway. Yeah. So that's why you see these artists, they've got literally thousands of people wanting to get tattooed by them. Mm-hmm. They can't ever in their lifetime tattoo them all. Yeah. So the ones I can, let's say I got 600 tattoos before I die left. Well, those are expensive motherfuckers. Right?
Yeah.
So that frustration comes in where, oh, I'm a great artist. Watch this. Why doesn't anybody like me? Because nobody knows who the fuck you are, dude.
Right.
So, yeah, the frustration happens there, and you're not going to be happy and not getting what you need out of it.
It takes a little while, I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the advantage of it is at least you get to see that popularity happen and that demand happen in your lifetime, unlike most artists where the value of their art isn't realized till decades after they're dead.
Yep, that's very, very true. And there's a little bit of that plays in the tattoo field, too. You know, artists get older. Their work over time will, you know, the style can change or, you know, they get into a little something different and they do it less and less and less. You know, the time's ticking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's you can't, you know, you wait till after we're gone. You're screwed, buddy.
Yeah. There's a shelf life.
There is a shelf life.
Get on the list now.
So anyway, I don't know how we got there, but it's nice we did.
But let's go away now. I'm ready to go see the sunshine.
Till next time, here's hoping all your tattoos and piercings heal with ease and without a single issue. And if you're in the Des Moines, Iowa area, we all hope to see if your tattooing and body piercing needs in the future. Have a good day, everybody. Don't get a terrible tattoo or we will make fun of you.
If you do, no, we won't.
Covered up.
We'll help you.
We'll laugh with you and make you leave better than you can.
Yeah.
Be good, guys.
I'm just joking.